In what may be the largest civil rights settlement with New York City, lawyers today are announcing a $50 million agreement with up to 55,000 plaintiffs. The plaintiffs were illegally strip-searched in city jails during an 11-month period in 1996 and 1997. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
The problem began in 1996 as an outgrowth of New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's Get Tough Crime policies. Before that, the New York Police Department would book people accused of minor offenses. But then the Corrections Department took over. Corrections was used to dealing with people who'd been arraigned by a judge and sent to jail. But when it began to treat people who got traffic tickets the same way it handled drug dealers, it ran afoul of the law.
It was a mistake. It was not official city policy. It was a mistake.
Lorna Goodman is a spokeswoman for the city law department.
It is correction department policy that everyone taken into correction department custody gets strip searched.
That meant that people who were booked for offenses like driving with a suspended license or getting into a dispute with a neighbor were strip searched. Four such women interviewed by NPR were strip searched by female corrections officers. All four said they were told to take off all their clothes, squat, and cough. Such a blanket policy, according to plaintiff's attorney Richard Emery, is flat out illegal.
It's terribly illegal because a strip search is an inhumane and degrading and demoralizing and traumatic event.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals has found it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment to strip search people accused of minor offenses without reasonable suspicion they're harboring drugs or contraband. City Attorney Goodman says the day the city was sued, the practice was stopped. Since then, the parties have been hammering out an agreement, and today it becomes official, according to Assistant Corporation Counsel Norma Curlin. Curlin says a city database can produce the names of everyone who was illegally strip searched. Each will get a minimum of $250. Plaintiffs will be eligible for up to $22,500 under a three-step process that takes into account the severity of the incident.
What is fair about it is that for each successive step, the class member has to provide additional proof of any emotional distress that he may have experienced as a result of the strip search.
The plaintiff's attorneys agree the settlement is fair. One of the people who was strip searched, who was told to line up naked with a group of men in a city jail after being arrested for driving with a suspended license, says he's pleased too. But Carlos Morales says he can't put the experience behind him.
Believe me, I tell you, it's like yesterday. It's kind of hard, and that's really not going to happen. I even have nightmares with it because, you know, it might seem something simple, but, you know, for when you go through something like that, you feel like your manhood is in question and all that kind of stuff, your dignity, is really not easy.
It may not be easy for city taxpayers either, who will now have to pay up to $50 million. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.